It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Thank you for being part of Lincoln County Connections today. We do this every Thursday at 9, and you know, about quarterly, we like to have on Jenny Damaris and Carrie DeLisser. And how are you two doing today?
Great. Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Yes. Yes. Thanks for coming on. You have been very, very busy, and it never seems to end. But the mission just continues. And I just wanted to comment on your readiness fair this year. It just was a real success. And talk about that. Why do you think so many more people showed up this year?
I was super excited. This was the fourth year and I think the third year in a row where we had a large venue centrally located in the county. Last year we had, I think, just over 420-ish people come through. And this year, I know without a doubt, we had well over 600 people come through. Now, part of it was because our great sponsor, Northwest Natural Gas, provided a lunch for all the attendees. And then the Red Cross and them sponsored with a little preparedness starter kits that the Red Cross offers. So that was a benefit. But really, after that first push of people were through that got those kits, we still had people coming in all the way up until the very last minute when we were ready to close down. And, I would have to say definitely the New Yorker article was a big push. Sometimes we see our population not believe the message or not actually listen until it hits the national news, national media, and then it's like, oh, all the news stations are talking about it. It must be a real threat. So I think that brought a lot of people out. And someone asked me from the state the other day, well, what do you think is your level of preparedness, your population? And I said, you know, there's not a definitive way to figure that statistic out. But for me as an emergency manager, feeling like I have a good, pulse of our community, I said that I feel that preparedness level follows your economic population in your community. So I think one-third are still completely in denial or have no financial resources to prepare themselves.
Yeah.
I think one-third has considered making preparation, has done some preparation efforts, but really hasn't gone the full effort. And I think that other third population, those of us in public safety, I think more likely school teachers, people that have day-to-day responsibility for other people's lives, I think they take that seriously. So I think a third, a third, and a third. We still have a large group that are sort of in denial, the wait-and-see folks, and I'm hoping that pendulum, little by little, we're pushing more and more people to that aware and prepare site.
Yeah, well, you know, since you became the county's emergency manager and then you've had Carrie join you, it seems to me, couple that with the fact that people are more accessing information online than ever before.
I mean, technology has really helped push that.
You know, it's a really, it's a kind of a new world in your department, maybe compared to, prior to you. And so that I would like to think that that's helping. I mean, we are pushing the message. But one of the things you mentioned to the Board of Commissioners the other day was, hey, I just feel like we still need to keep pushing the message. And when we see something like this New Yorker article, and maybe could you just do a brief background of what that article was? I mean, we've been talking about Cascadia, but what was it about it, do you think, that caught people's attention?
I think what it was is, we live in the moment. We live in the land. We live here with a threat every day, and it becomes a part of our life. But if we were to look at individuals that live on the East Coast, like right now, there's the Hurricane Joaquin is just now. We have professional peers that live there, and they're ramping up. And we look at it and go, oh, my gosh. Who would ever live there dealing with hurricanes every year over and over? Oh, those poor people, they have to get ready to evacuate. And it's foreign to us. And oh my gosh, that should make the national media. Well, for the first time, the Pacific Northwest has one of those situations where the rest of the population looks at us and says, oh my goodness, you have an awful threat. Well, that should be talked about. You should be prepared. Oh, those poor people. Disaster's going to happen. And so for the first time, we're nationally recognized for a vulnerability. Now, California has the earthquakes, the wildland fires, the tornadoes in the Midwest, the hurricanes, giant snowstorms. But relatively, the Northwest, we don't have those. We don't have enough in our current history to validate the rest of our nation taking notice of our vulnerability and that we may someday be compromised. This article put us front and center and said, guess what, rest of U.S.? We're just as vulnerable as the rest of you, and take notice.
And clarify me here if I've just got my data a little skewed, Jenny, but didn't the FEMA head or regional person declare the Cascadia subduction zone one of the top 10 possible, occurrences in the United States?
Absolutely. I will say in just my 4 years of interactions with them at this management level, I have seen a paradigm shift at the FEMA level that I think they, A, truly have taken notice. They are doing the planning efforts. They are starting to do the large-scale exercises to prepare our policy group and responders and the general citizens. And I think Cascadia is now one of those things, if you ask, like the commissioners asked me the other day, what keeps you awake at night? And I think the Cascadia event, unzipping as we refer to it, is one of those things that is now keeping the FEMA administrators up at night.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking emergency management. We're talking personal preparedness when we come back. Carrie DeLisser-Shanks, Virginia Damaris is here in the studio today. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. We are talking about emergency management and really winter preparedness. We want to kind of shift gears here and talk about the opportunities for you to keep your family safe, to receive notifications, and be as prepared as you can possibly be. Carrie, one of the functions or resources citizens have is Everbridge. Kind of where did you want to start with that?
Well, on the citizen side, what we call it is Citizen Alert. And what you can do is go to LincolnCountySheriff.net and go on and create your own profile so that you can put in your own cell phone number. And most people go on and they have it set up so that they receive a text, emergency text messages, and then a call if you don't respond back and notify our system that you've received the entire message. It will call you, and then most people put in their email address after that. And what's important is to put each person in your home with a cell phone, so your kids can set up their own profile, or you can set it up for them, and your spouse, and everyone that has the cell phone should go on and set that up. And again, that's LincolnCountySheriff.net.
Well, it's funny that you bring this up in the sense that yesterday I was updating my Citizen Alert profile, and I realized that I hadn't updated my address. And I was
you moved, that's right.
Yeah, and I was able to take the icon on a Google map and, put it where I'm located. But that's critical, right? Because, these alerts are sometimes geographically based.
And do you have a landline number at home, Casey?
I don't.
Okay, so now that's one thing that's important for the citizens to understand, that if you have a landline number, an old-fashioned telephone number rings at your house, all of those numbers are incorporated into our database. So if you were to create a new phone number or you moved your location, then be assured that the system will function because it attaches that landline number to the address associated with it in the telephone services sort of directory. But as a family, if you no longer choose to have a landline number, then you need to create your own profile because we would not be able to associate you and your address and send that communication to you. However, I do want to just mention there's a nationally recognized program that allows us the access to cell phone service for a particular list of emergencies that we can activate the cell phone towers, but it goes geographical to the entire area. We couldn't limit it down. Let's say if there was an armed intruder in your neighborhood and we wanted to notify a 6-block radius, we would be able to do that because you have your profile information in Everbridge. But we wouldn't necessarily be able to use this national program to activate the cell phone towers because then that would go over almost half the county, and that wouldn't be productive for the messaging.
Right. Well, give me an example, say, how folks on the Siletz River utilize Everbridge.
Well, when you go into Citizen Alert at LincolnCountySheriff.net, there is an option when you go in to sign up to get local your local flood alert.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll notify you day or night.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, big advantage. And, I mean, you can, if your kids have cell phones, I mean, you can bring them into this. I mean, it's really got a lot of redundancy, right?
And well, another feature, too, if you're an experienced age individual, grandma, grandpa, aunt, or uncle, and you have children that live outside of the area, they also can log in and create a profile for themselves using their parents' address.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really beneficial to our seniors because their family may not live near them anymore, but their daughter or their son or their sister in Utah wants to know if an emergency happens in grandma's address that I'm going to be notified so I can be prepared to help her or assist her or just decrease the amount of communications that might be needed.
Yeah.
The other benefit, too, is as a mother, I have 5 addresses in my personal profile. Both of my children go to schools here in Newport. So I have each of those school addresses where my grandmother lives here in Newport, my home address, and my work address. So no matter where I'm at, if we send an emergency alert notification based on that geographical address, I will receive those emergency alerts associated with them. So basically, everybody in my world, my family, I will get emergency alerts from the places that they generally are located at.
So Citizen Alert through Lincoln County, great resource to stay aware of what's happening. Let's talk about something a little bit more pragmatic, just briefly. Great Oregon Shakeout. What's the practical takeaway from that message?
Well, on October 15th at 10:15, that's just a reminder. That's when we're all going to practice, whether we're at work or the store or at home. We're just going to go through the motions. And at that point, leading up to that, we know that what are we going to need in case of an emergency. So that's just a reminder, oh, yeah, we're going to need food and water because the time is not – we don't want to rush out and freak out and clear everything off the store at the supermarket when an event happens. What we want to do, I mean, you've heard the message before, but now I think we're ready to receive it. We're really ready to take action. I think we all seem to have gotten the message, and we know that as Lincoln County residents, we have an obligation to take care of ourselves,
yeah,
our families, our pets, and we know that. We know that there's no government entity that exists anywhere that's going to be able to fly in and save us at a moment's notice.
Yeah.
So we all hear the message, and we're going out there, and we're preparing. So what we're doing is making sure everyone thinks about mitigating any kind of hazardous things in your home and your workplace that could injure you in the event of an earthquake.
Yeah.
We know that when we have an earthquake, we don't know if it's going to be a small one or a really big one.
Yeah.
So what we do is we plan for the worst-case scenario, knowing that that will help us for any number of emergencies, whether it's a winter storm, whether it's just a small earthquake, whether it's a big one, we'll be ready.
Well, it's funny, as you're mentioning this, I'm thinking to myself, right next to my bed, I have these very heavy speakers on a shelf.
Oh, yeah.
Like right over my head.
That'll smush you.
Yeah, I don't think that's probably a good idea.
Sorry.
I'm going to have to work on that. I'm going to get home. Okay, well, let's take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. If you are just joining us, we have Virginia Damaris, Carrie DeLisser-Shanks. We're talking about emergency preparedness. And in the beginning of our conversation, we talked about the Cascadia Subduction Zone, of course, here in Lincoln County. We live on or right next to that, and we talked about Everbridge, ways that you can get emergency notifications, and then the Great Oregon Shakeout. And what we're really doing here, I think, what I'm hearing you say, is we're kind of drilling, because
right,
you know, to practice this with your family, to say, okay, here we can, you know,
it's institutional memory. Think about, you know,
important.
The young girl that was in the tsunami overseas. And because she had received the training back in her home country as an elementary child, and she saw the waters pull out, and she said, Mom, I think this is a tsunami. Had she not had that training, she and her family could have been lost to that event. And so that's what the Great Oregon Shakeout is all about. And if there are businesses that are listening now, I'm telling you, your customers will want to come back to you more often when they realize you take their life safety seriously. You stop your business for just 60 seconds. That's all we ask. Stop, drop, cover, and hold on for 60 seconds. And I would also encourage our citizens, family members, community groups, businesses to go online and register at the Great Oregon Shakeout. You let them know that you are participating in that day. How many people will be participating in your family or in your business? That information is then collected, and it benefits us when we apply for natural hazards mitigation grants, emergency preparedness grants, state homeland security grants. We can show that the citizens of Lincoln County are progressive, they do participate, and they should give us the grant funds to move our projects forward.
Well, and pragmatically, I just realized this morning I shouldn't have heavy objects over my head next to my bed. What good am I going to be if my speakers landed on my head,
right,
you know, and then I can't, you know, take care of the rest
and there,
of my
family. In the Living on Shaky Ground publication, you can find it online, stop at any public safety office, they can get you copies. In there, it has like a whole page with a picture of inside your home, very simplistic things that you can do to mitigate the hazards in your home, from just a 79-cent metal L bracket that you use to secure your bookcases or heavy furniture or glass frames. Very inexpensive, but these are the things that could protect you and your family, especially if you're trying to evacuate.
So, yeah, and please sign up for the Great Oregon Shakeout. It does help give us some credit for more resources to bring the message back to the public. So on the way out here, with just a couple minutes left, some opportunities to participate coming up?
Yeah, so we will be participating in the Cascadia Rising Exercise June of 2016. Most of our city's public safety agencies, multi-state event. And we're doing a lot of outreach preparedness events leading up to it. We just did the readiness fair. And then we will be partnering with the City of Lincoln City and the City of Newport in their council chambers later this month. So October 19th in Lincoln City. I'm going to do two presentations, one from 3 to 5 p.m., especially for those seniors that perhaps can't drive after dark. And then we'll do another program directly afterwards from 6 to 8 p.m. And then the next week, I will be back here in Newport at City Council Chambers, and we'll do the same thing. Another presentation from 3 to 5, and then we'll skip an hour and another presentation from 6 to 8. So super excited to partner with our two larger cities, providing those presentations. And the smaller areas, Yahat, Siletz, Depot Bay, hold tight, because as we move into winter, as we're leading up to the next quarter, I'll be planning different opportunities that I can come to their chamber meetings or their council meetings or schedule a specific event so that those citizens don't necessarily have to drive so far to hear the message.
So, Jenny, in about 30 seconds, what are people going to learn in those Cascadia presentations?
I anticipate seeing new faces. We keep educating the same population over and over again. And in our office, the calls are increasing more and more. How do I get more information? I read this New Yorker magazine. I'm finally ready to listen. So I'm assuming that I will see all new faces that are finally ready to hear the message. I'm going to tell you about the threats, things you didn't know about Cascadia, the tips, tricks, and tools of how to prepare yourself and your family.
Well, thank you for coming on the program today. There's so much in this area, but if you are listening to us, remember you can go to Lincoln County's website, look for emergency management icons to find out more information. Carrie DeLisser-Shanks, Virginia Damaris, thank you.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll see you same time, same place next week.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.